With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Political analyst Ben Dominich says this week's press conference certainly did not cause many voters to change minds about President Biden's bid for re-election.
I don't think that it's actually going to change all that much, in part because, look, the American people were not watching this press conference. This was entirely for the audience within Washington, D.C. and within the Democratic Party.
In the meantime, the president is not budging, even though more and more lawmakers are calling for him to step down.
At this week's press conference, the president said he will stay in the race until his staff says there's no way he can win.
No one's saying that. No poll says that.
He also fielded a question about whether Democratic delegates can vote their conscience at the August convention.
If all of a sudden I show up at the convention, everybody says we want somebody else, that's the Democratic process.
It's not going to happen.
The president said there's no indication that he can't get the job done. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, retired Admiral Mike Studeman says if the media want to do a good job of reporting on the dangers being posed by China, they'll have to put in the effort to gain much deeper understanding.
Well, I think it takes years. I think it takes concentrated study, a care factor, and a willingness to learn from others. I think there are ways that you can shorten the learning cycle so that you can adequately cover some of these things.
Admiral Studeman was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. North Korea has threatened to boost its nuclear fighting capability and make the U.S. and South Korea pay a, quote, harsh price as it slams its rivals' new defense guidelines. Now, Pyongyang says it will reveal an intention. It does reveal an intention to invade the North. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyteries for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations joining forces to mobilize believers, the Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged, coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the elections at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates. This is SRN News. Long simmering tensions over Juneau, Alaska's tourism boom coming to a head. That over a new voter initiative aimed at giving residents a break.
Each year, a crush of tourists arrives in Alaska's capital city on cruise ships to see wonders like the Mendenhall Glacier. A measure to ban cruise ships with 250 or more passengers from docking in Juneau on Saturdays has qualified for the October 1st municipal ballot. It sets the stage for a debate about how much tourism is too much in a city experiencing firsthand the impacts of climate change.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Delta Airlines changing its employee uniform policy following a passenger's outrage over two flight attendants wearing Palestinian pins. The uproar over the pins, known as Hamas badges, prompted Delta to ban employees from wearing the pins. More details at SRNnews.com.